So you're in a tube. You're traveling over 500 miles an hour, 36,000 feet above the ground. I think most of us take it for granted. At any given time, there are between 8 and 10,000 planes in the air over America alone. 8 to 10,000 airplanes. That's 1.5 million people traveling over 500 miles an hour, 30,000 plus feet in the air at any given time. Do you think we should listen a little bit? What if something goes terribly wrong? Don't you think you should be listening? We don't listen. We don't listen at all.
From conversations to the natural world to complete silence, so many of us focus on what's next rather than what is happening now. I'm Listening is a podcast that dissects the importance of listening.
I'm Drew Richmond.
And I'm Brand Christofferson.
And this is I'm Listening, a podcast simply about the skill of listening.
I don't think there's a better example of not listening than going to the airport. There is so much noise. There are announcements going off. There are people talking. There are buzzers. There are planes flying over. All I want to do is cancel all that noise out and shut it out. I am not listening. My head is down. I am focused on where I'm going and what I'm doing, and that is it. And I think everyone else is too.
You're going 574 miles an hour, 38,000 feet in the air, with 9,000 other airplanes over this country at the same time, and you don't want to listen? Don't you think you should listen just a little bit?
Well, I mean, there's certain things I guess I'll listen to, but it is hard to listen, right? There are so many announcements going on. If I'm listening to every single announcement that's happening in the airport, or I'm listening to or trying to watch or whatever, I get overwhelmed with stuff. Same on the plane, too. There is so much to listen to. I've heard the emergency instructions before. I don't need to hear them again. Maybe I should. But it's just a lot to take in. And I think a lot of us just want to cancel that out, right? I think of like noise-canceling headphones invented for people who travel on airplanes. You remember back when we were kids, that was like the cool thing, right? That someone paid a ton of money. First class dude right here has got these headphones on, and they are noise-canceling headphones. He paid big money.
Series 1 aviation headset.
See, they're made for air travel, right?
Made. They were literally made.
Someone at Bose was thinking, hey, you know what? You know what I hate doing? I hate listening to things in an airport. Hey, you know, I hate listening to things in airports too. Hey, let's spend thousands and thousands of dollars to create headphones that cancel out all the noise that we hate listening to on airplanes. All right? I bet it'll sell great. And it did. It's changed everything.
It's changed everything. I mean, today it's like, "Oh, I don't, you know, are those noise canceling?" Well, of course they are, because that technology apparently has been around for almost 40 years. But Brant, I've got a little twist on this not listening thing with the airport. That, in my observations, there's a special place to listen.
And the bathroom.
if you want to, I don't. That's a skill set. Right? Check that box. Don't listen in the bathroom. Brant, the airport bar. You know what? This is fascinating. So maybe when you think about air travel, there is a lot of listening, but I think it's concentrated to the airport bar, because I've sat at the bar, right? It's you know, 9:30 in the morning. Why not have a whiskey Coke? You got nothing else better to do. And sometimes I want to talk to folks, but boy, people are listening to each other. They're sharing stories. Where are you from? What do you do? A lot of business travel, right? A lot of time by yourself. So any, you know, kind of these conversations. It's amazing. They'll sit at the bar and have these conversations about God knows what for, you know, a half hour, hour, you know, depending on the layover. And then they'll get into the airplane and it's noise cancel time and see you later. But at that bar, it's the story of that, you know, that big sale you made in Tokyo, or your family back in Indiana, or whatever it is. But these folks will talk to each other. It's pretty amazing. And then, and maybe this is the secret to it all, never see you again.
Yeah, that's the nice part, I think. And that's why probably you can get into a conversation at an airport bar more easily than somewhere else. You're just going to be there for a short period of time. There's an instant connection between you and the other person going, I just need to sit and relax for a little bit, right? And like you said, you're only there for a limited amount of time before you get up and you're out going somewhere else. So, hey, why not engage in a little bit of conversation? It's not going to be that long, and I've got an out pretty quick after this.
Maybe, Brent, maybe that's the thing, is there's an out. And maybe that's why people on the airplane kind of shut down and go into noise-canceling mode, because there is no out. Like, you're stuck next to that person for the entirety of that flight. Airport bar, you can get into whatever conversation you want to. You can go to another one. You can leave whenever you want. It's pretty amazing. But there's also a chance just to have that dialogue, and it's a pretty safe space. I don't know. I think maybe in all of this thought and all of this conversation, this topic of airport travel, the airport bar is the spot where there is the most listening.
I like it.
The most recent trip I had, I was at the bar, I think it was about 10:30 in the morning. Two guys were chatting, family, business, what do you do? They're probably 20 years difference in age. Great, great conversation. Guy pulls up the bar stool between us, between the two people that were talking and me, and because of course I like to have my space. And busts out a McDonald's bag.
So he walks into the bar with McDonald's?
With McDonald's. Busts out a single cheeseburger. I'm talking not a quarter pounder, but I'm talking the McDonald's cheeseburger with the minced classic onions and the you know, ketchup and mustard, pickle, the whole thing. And orders a tequila blanco on the rocks.
Okay. So he's got tequila and a McDonald's cheeseburger. This is like the best happy meal ever.
McDonald's, if you're listening, we've got an idea for you.
We've got a great idea.
The tequila to go. Happy meal. So anyway, so he sits and do I want to strike up a conversation with this individual, or does this individual want to be left alone? I think this individual wants to be left alone. I think this individual has a plan. I do not believe that this is this individual's first time doing this. And you know what? Nothing goes better with the McDonald's cheeseburger than a nice glass of tequila at 10:30 in the morning. And you know what? Actually, there is one thing that goes better with that, and that is the second the second glass of tequila on the rocks that was ordered in that half hour time frame.
So he went and got a cheese. Just one cheeseburger was in the bag, and that was it.
Yeah, not even French fries. There wasn't anything.
So just one cheeseburger, and he waited to get his tequila so he could have the cheeseburger and the tequila together.
10:30 in the morning.
We're in the airport bar. We're a little at ease. We're having conversations. We're chit-chatting. We get up and we go to our gate and start to close off again. And we're really just thinking, I just want to get on the plane. I want to sit in my seat and I want to be in my own space. So we are just focused on that. We get in our seat and now it's time. I put my earbuds in and I'm listening to a podcast and I'm just waiting for the plane to go off. And I'm not listening still, right? When they're giving instructions on, you know, what to do if the plane crashes, everyone's tuned out. Everyone
is tuned out. The fact that nobody listens is so well documented that some of the funniest skits, movies, comedy is about this aspect of air travel that nobody is listening to.
I mean, the one person you need to listen to and you're not listening to them. Yeah.
To the point that there over the years, over the decades, there's comedic routines about this process, about how nobody listens to them, about everything they're telling them and they're talking about is actually coming, to the point that there's an airline that their video instruction about this thing is comedic. They make it funny. They make it like a sketch comedy about the airplane if it's crashing.
I remember watching that on a plane a couple of years ago, and I watched it and I listened. So whatever they were doing, they knew that we're not listening, right?
They're like, well, if everybody thinks this is so funny, then let's just make it funny.
Yeah, they made it engaging, and I listened to it.
Doors armed in the back, cross-check complete. Okay, folks, we can have your attention for a few more moments. I'd like to point out the safety features of our Boeing 737-700 series aircraft. Fast that seatbelt, slide the flat end into the buckle to release. Lift up on the buckle, your seatbelt's reward, tighten low across the hips.
When you sit in an exit row, you do have to listen for 7 seconds when they're like, hi, I need you to verbally respond with a yes if you are able to help in this exit row in case of an emergency. And you look right at them in their eyes and you go, yes.
Yeah. You never used to have to do that, right? It was just like, we're going to assume everyone's listening, but now we know no one's listening. So they have to go and get that verbal recognition from you. Like, hey, could you look me in the eyes and give me a verbal that you can do this?
And then, because you know it, that came from lawyers, right? At some point, like,
I think it came from parents. I think it came from parents. Look me in the eye and tell me you understood what I just said to you.
let's go back to the basics. I need a verbal yes. And I think we need to just take a moment here to say that that Brant and I are really, really in favor of flight attendants. We don't mean to poo-poo you by any means.
I feel bad for them, if anything.
Yeah, this is out of sympathy, not out of hatred. So I just need to put that little disclaimer in there because flight attendants, we love you. We appreciate you. And this is something that we feel bad. So maybe we will start listening. And again, the whole purpose of this podcast is maybe if people just listen a little bit more, the world would become a better place, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe this can influence the three people that are listening to this podcast to make them just listen a little bit more next time they're on that plane and the flight attendant has something to say. Anyway, I just needed to put that in there. Nobody listens to anything until the captain talks. And that's what everybody listens to.
Really?
And they are the worst. And they are the worst talkers. So have a nice flight. And you're like, what the fuck did he just say? So this is a little PSA to the captains out there. I know you've heard this 100 times over the decades of just speak a little bit clearer, right? Because we're listening. I think we're listening. You're the one person we're listening to.
You know, I have gotten into conversations on planes before.
You're that guy?
I am not. I usually will, you know, not make eye contact, have my earbuds in. And sometimes, like, people will just put out this little, like, make a subtle joke or make a subtle comment. And I'll respond in courtesy. And if it's like, okay, that wasn't a horrible interaction, I'm going to try another one. Right. So I'll give something a little more. And I've gotten into some really cool conversations before on planes with people. A couple months ago, sat next to this person who is this COO of a nonprofit. And we got into all sorts of crazy stuff based on a book I was reading. So we got it talking about the book. And then she found out what I did, which was, you know, consulting and people skills and listening. And we got into this conversation about if she should apply to be the next CEO or not of this organization.
Shut up.
Yeah. She was on her way to London to meet with the board to talk more about this. And we got into this great conversation about, I don't know, the value she brings to her organization and what she likes about it, what she thinks her skill set is right now, and what she thinks she would need to work on if she were to move into the CEO role. So anyway, it was a really cool conversation.
How long did that, was that like the entirety of the flight? Or was it, did you start it? Were you reading the book and she struck up the conversation? This is fascinating because this does not happen anymore. And I feel like this used to happen a lot.
Yeah.
But I think that's a rarity.
we somehow kept the conversation going, right? So sometimes, like on a plane, like you're stuck next to the person, right? It's not like, hey, I'll see you later. I'm going to go over here now. It's like, nope. We are sitting in next to each other until that door opens and we get out of the plane.
That's why this is so risky.
Yeah. Because
this could have gone terribly wrong.
Exactly. She started because I pulled out my book. She's like, oh, I read that book. It's great. And that's how the conversation started. And we ended up keeping the conversation going for most of the flight. Yeah, it didn't get too awkward because I could either go back to my book or she could go back to her laptop and typing. But it worked out that way.
That's great, man.
Yeah. Another flight I was on, too, I get in and I sit down next to this teenager. And it was in May, so it was like the end of the school year. And I'm sitting next to this teenager, and there's a couple more teens on the plane, too. And I'm like, this is really weird to see a bunch of solo traveling teenagers. I wonder if they're together or not. And this we're starting to take off, and he's got some tears in his eyes. And it's really, I don't know, it's not normal to see a teenage boy flying by himself with tears in his eyes. And I'm the only one sitting next to him, right? So I'm like,
right.
Hey, you know, like, you all right? Where are you headed? He's like, I find out that he is a foreign exchange student, and he just said goodbye to his host family, and he was flying back home. So I start talking to him about his year in the States, and he was flying back to Spain, and just having him talk through what his experience was and what he was going through, and it was a cool conversation. Turns out that the other kids on the plane were also exchange students. He knew one of the other girls, but there were like three other students that they did not know each other, but they started hearing our conversation. They're like, oh, I'm flying home too. It was my last day.
So, no way.
So we get to this crazy conversation with these foreign exchange students who were all flying home. It was all their last day. And here they are, you know, thinking they're like, oh, I'm going through this alone. It's like, nope, now you've got all these people together. And they, as soon as they got off the plane, they all kind of conjured together and were talking with each other because yeah, some of them were actually had connecting flights to Europe. It was kind of a crazy experience. Like you don't know what you're going to get into sometimes when you're going to get on a plane. Usually, I don't, you know, kind of block myself off from getting into those things. But sometimes they open up, and you're like, okay, this is kind of cool.
That's very cool. And I don't believe you for a second because it sounds like you start conversations with people on airplanes, but it tends to work out pretty well.
Yeah.
You're always facilitating conversations, Branch. It's incredible.
I can't help it.
All right. So, what do we take away from this one? What are we walking away with?
I'm walking away with the fact that the invention of noise canceling headphones was made for people who are flying on planes to cancel out noise because they know it's overwhelming for us. So that is a takeaway for me is that it's not saying that you need to block everything out. It's saying that we get overwhelmed with so many things coming in and that there is a value of canceling out sounds and noise.
I'm taking away from this whole air travel podcast, the airport bar to me is a fascinating thing. Mm. What I'm taking away is a cheeseburger and two tequilas. And
it doesn't even sound good.
No. What I'm taking away from it is that is an opportunity. Those are set up to either stare out a window by yourself in the corner or to belly up to the bar and have a conversation with a complete stranger and somebody you're likely never ever going to see again and talk about life. And not only talk about it, but listen to the other person. And that might be their only conversation of the day. And to give them that attention and to give them that respect, to listen to their story. And you know what? If you want to have a cheeseburger and a couple of tequilas at 10:30 in the morning, go for it, man.
Go for it.
Go for it. It's okay. It's okay. Cause whatever you need to do that, go for it. And if you're listening to this podcast, please take care of yourself. All right.
Yeah. I hope he just I hope that's just an airport thing for you.
We'll assume it is. So the airport bar, it's a safe place.
Love it. All right. In our next podcast, I'm going to dive into this topic on the 36 questions to fall in love. You heard of this, Drew?
Oh, falling in love. So we're going from air travel to falling in love.
Falling in love.
No, I haven't. What you got?
This became popular, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago now.
Love?
Well, no, this idea of these 36 questions, this set of questions that are, I don't know, they're supposed to increase like intimacy and closeness between two people. So here's what we're going to do. Here's my challenge to you, Drew. I'm going to give you these 36 questions, and you and Christy are going to go out and ask these 36 questions to each other, and I'll do the same. Okay? So it's
you're going to ask my wife these 36 questions?
Her and I already did that. It's okay.
Oh, God.
No.
I mean, I guess we could ask them of each other and see how that goes, but I got an idea. Yeah. You start with your wife and I'll start with my wife and we'll go from there.
That sounds good. So you ask
I dig
your
it.
Wife these 36 questions and then Karen and I will do the same thing, right?
All right. And I dig it.
And the whole idea is about listening. There's something with how these 36 questions are written, but also how it's presented, right? That the two individuals are spending this time to listen to each other.
I dig it. In the description of this podcast, you'll find more information about the topic of air travel, any of the sources that we used, and maybe a couple of those comedy clips that we loved so much, just to brighten your day a little bit.
This podcast was created and produced by Drew Richmond and Brant Christofferson, editing by me, and music by Drew. That's you.
That's me. Hey, Brant. Thanks. Thanks for taking this flight with us today, and hope you all have a wonderful rest of your day. Please do not stand until the seatbelt sign has been turned off and the door has been opened.
I turn my phone on as soon as we land. I don't wait until the door's open. I think I'm like federally incriminating myself by saying that, so I'll cut that out.
Yeah, they'll never find you.
They'll never find me.
Ending the podcast now.
And check. Mm-hmm.